It seems like you guys have made some good progress this year in your first year. Can you just, can you just touch on that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I like the way the guys have competed, you know, on the field on Sunday afternoons. I mean, I think they've been a competitive group. We've been in a lot of games. You know, we've, you know, a little bit won less than we've lost, and we, you know, we were looking forward to playing an excellent football team on the road, and looking forward to, you know, having an opportunity to win our last game, which is important.
Obviously, though, you've done some nice things with the roster. I mean, it's one of the youngest ones in the league, and quarterback's been a position of instability with the Dolphins for more than a decade now, and it looks like you found a guy there.
Yeah, he's making good progress. I mean, he's the thing that in our system, you know, we're looking for a guy that makes very good decisions with the football, number one, and I think he's made good strides in that area. You know, the second thing we're looking for is a guy that throws the ball accurately, and he's making progress there, although we need to improve there and in that area as well. And then the last thing is, you know, you got to manage the game and make plays that decide outcomes of games, and I think some of those he's proven he can do that as well. We just got to do it a little bit more consistently and a little better. But he's kind of one guy on an offense that certainly we've done some good things on offense, but we got a long way to go.
What did you see out of the Patriots on Sunday in Jacksonville?
Yeah, you know, they're an excellent, again, they're a team that they know how to win, number one. First and foremost, they know how to win. And they don't panic. They keep their poise. Even, you know, they got down, I believe, 10-0, if I'm not mistaken. And, there's never a sense of panic there. Those guys, you know, they have confidence in themselves. And, you know, they made plays and won the game. And, that's kind of, the thing that has to impress you the most about these guys is the consistency and the belief that they have that they can, that they're going to win every time they step on the field.
Is 8-8, chance to finish 8-8 this season a motivating factor for you guys?
Well, I think so. I mean, this, if you can't get more, again, I've told the team, I mean, this is a football team we're going up to play that's, let's call it what it is. They've dominated this division for over a decade. So, I mean, if you can't get excited about, playing the best in your division to close out your season, then, you're not a professional football player. So hopefully, and we were very clear today that we're going to have to play our best game of the year on the road to beat an excellent New England team. So I think our guys will be ready to play.
Joe, I'm just curious. Rex Ryan said a couple of years ago that, one of the things when he built the roster, he had in mind the Patriots, this team you have to beat to win the division. Hey, do you look at it that way, or do you kind of just building your team the way you want to do it and figure that'll be good enough anyway?
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, we have great respect for everything the Patriots have accomplished. That being said, you have to, do the things that you believe in and that you think are going to help your own football team. And so I don't know that we, you can, there's no exact blueprint that you can duplicate. As I said, somebody asked me, are you going to run the same offense you ran in Green Bay? I think it would be a mistake to just, transfer things from one place to the other. You got to understand the situation you're in. Coach the players that you have, and I think you always have in mind the type of players that you want on your football team. But, I don't know that there's any carbon copy necessarily.
Joe, Devon Best has missed the last few games for you guys. Do you expect to have him this week?
Yeah, we're not sure. We'll see. We'll see how the week goes and how it unfolds.
Is he a guy who's made progress, or has he had setbacks, and that's why he hasn't been on the field?
He's just a guy trying to get back from an injury just like anybody else,
Do you, Coach, I'm wondering with regard to Tannehill, is he someone that you've kind of put more on as the season's progressed, or has it been kind of tried to keep him with, I guess, the reins under him, so to speak?
No, I think that's accurate. I think as the year's gone on, we've given him a little bit more freedom, and I think he's done a few more things in terms of protection adjustments and possibly route changes at the line of scrimmage based on a particular look that we may have prepared for. I don't think he's not necessarily doing a lot of it on his own, and a lot of it's predetermined, but he certainly has demonstrated a capability of you know, seeing the things that we prepare for and transferring that from the practice field to the game field. You know, sometimes guys have a difficult time, and, you know, the one thing that we like about him at this stage of his career is we feel like he's an aware player. You know, I mean, he'll come off to the sideline and he'll kind of know if he made a mistake probably before you can tell him, you know what I mean? And he has a good understanding of what he just saw in the field. You know, sometimes you'll ask a guy, was it man or zone or did they blitz or this? And, you know, some guys kind of give you the blank look. But Ryan's been, you know, very aware and you know, in tune to what's going on in the field.
I think it's been 5 games since he's thrown an interception. Is that a sign of his growth and his improved decision-making?
Well, I hope you don't jinx him. I think it is. Yeah, sure, certainly. I think it is. I mean, you know, we like to use the term around here. Look, there's not a lot of pictures of him throwing the ball where they have more guys than we do. And I know it's a simplistic way to approach the passing game, but, you know, we kind of tell them, look, if they've got 2 or 3 and we only got 1 guy, you know, go to the next guy, you know. We don't like to force the ball into areas where they have a better chance to catch it than we do.
I don't want to overstate this, but what would beating the Patriots in your last game of the season do for you, you know, moving your team into the off season?
No, you know, again, we'd be 8-8, so we would avoid a losing season. I think that's good. I think it would be a great way to finish for these guys that, you know, have made a lot of sacrifices and have worked their tails off since April 10th to represent this franchise the right way. And I think it would be a tremendous way to finish. As I said, it's not going to be easy. This is an excellent team we're playing that's extremely well coached. And, you know, but beyond that, I don't know. You know, I look at the NFL as, you know, every year is kind of a new year, and you have such transition that every game's a different game. I mean, last week we made a point to the team. We had 5 different starters play in the game, then we started the New England game December 2nd, and that was only in 3 weeks. So, you know, unfortunately, the 2013 team is probably going to be a little bit different than this one. But it'd be a great way to end the year.
You do have a lot of youth on the team. When you kind of were building a roster during training camp, was that part of the goal, or did it just happen that way? And what have you liked out of that kind of young group?
No, you know, it's always good to mold guys, you know, in the way, kind of your own image, I guess, is the easiest way to put it. Not that, you know, that's kind of what I'm more used to in the 9 years where I was at before, you know, it was more you drafted guys, you had your own guys, you developed them and you kept them, and you had some continuity with, you know, players and staff, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that's kind of the model that, you know, I'd like to have here, you know. Not that you're saying you can't get a good, that a free agent can't contribute or anything like that. Certainly we'll look at every avenue possible. But, yeah, it's good. You know, the young guys have been good, and I think a lot of those guys have a nice future.
Wrapping up your first year as head coach, was there anything that really surprised you about being a head coach, or anything unexpected that came along your way?
You probably don't understand, you know, the just the multitude of decisions that you make on a daily basis, I guess. And many guys say, look, you know, there's no book that you can read that's going to prepare you for everything. And, you know, I certainly had a lot of thoughts down on paper when I interviewed how I wanted to run a program and all that. But, you know, the simple things like, you know, we did just a little bit of remodeling downstairs. And so, you know, Joe, do you want the carpet to be this? You know, the seat on the locker to be this? Do you want the helmet hung here? I mean, stuff like, you know, that he never even thought of before, you know, you have to have some input on. So I think just the volume of decisions that have to be made on a daily basis. I mean, again, we're not curing cancer here. It's not, you know, people are doing a lot more important things than we're doing, but still, you still have to make some decisions.